Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Like a great bell tolling, the name of Moses will ring more than 50 times throughout the book of Joshua. Quote, Moses, the servant of the Lord, Joshua 1:1, may be gone, but his service to God and his people would continue. As Dr. Ed Harlow once advised me, don't let a little thing like your death interrupt your ministry. Moses' name is largely remembered for two things, outlined in the first chapter of this book. First, there was the people's inheritance waiting for them, and the victories God would give them in possessing it. Quote, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. Verse 3, see also verses 5, 14, and 15. These victories, however, would be based on the Israelites obeying the proclaimed word of God. They must, quote, observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Verse 7. See also verses 13 and 17. Thus, Moses is repeatedly linked with the law and the land, the instructions and the inheritance, the promises and the possessions. So it is with us. When we invest God's word into the lives of others, encouraging them to claim their inheritance, we sow eternity in their hearts. This incorruptible seed will continue to bring forth a bountiful harvest long after we've joined Moses on the other side. Now, it isn't easy to say goodbye to the leaders who have had such a part in shaping and inspiring us. But clearly the point is this, quote, Moses my servant is dead, now therefore arise, verse 2. The worker has gone to his reward, but much work is still to be accomplished. Moses' assistant, as Joshua is called, becomes Moses' replacement. Say, Christian, are there workers who have laid down their tools and left you to continue the work of God? Is the Lord saying to you, now therefore, arise?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.